again, the most important thing is to stop the fighting. The fighting continues to displace South Sudanese. The fighting continues to put those South Sudanese who have been displaced, as well as many others, at grave risk of not only disease, but potentially in some areas of the country of famine. And the delivery of humanitarian assistance continues to be frustrated, even though the cessation of hostilities agreement guaranteed free movement for humanitarian assistance deliveries. We need to really address those specific issues. We do not want to see the people of South Sudan face famine or major disease outbreaks. We want to try to get a handle on this. But time is running out. The rains have already started. Once the rains come, it becomes much more difficult to move assistance to the people who need it. And so we need to get the fighting stopped. We need to get the cessation of hostilities respected, including that of delivery of humanitarian assistance. Now, in regard to the humanitarian situation, in my last visit to Juba a little over 2 weeks ago, I went with our Deputy Assistant Administrator of USAID, Nancy Lindborg, who is in charge of the humanitarian assistance part of USAID. We went together as well as with the representative from our Refugee Bureau. We went to stress the importance of addressing the humanitarian situation, and one of the things we came away with is that the funding needs for that remain unmet. The United States has made major contributions. When I was in Juba, it was announced that there was another $83 million of humanitarian assistance that the United States would provide. But other countries need to step up and help the people of South Sudan as well.